Dove is rednecks. Maybe they think that is too, see? Mm-hmm. Obviously they think that that's okay, or they wouldn't.
But I think most people, like, in this part of the country think redneck is a really bad term, whereas it's not so bad in Georgia. Okay. It's more like, oh, you just live in the country and you, like, you know, you go to church and you have certain values and you might be a farmer or you might not, but, you know.
Well, I think originally that might have been the meaning of redneck, and then it got a bad connotation.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
People that are just absolutely disgusted with anybody that's not like they are.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
No tolerance.
Right. I've heard that too.
Mm-hmm.
Now, people who don't have enough money to live are
poor.
Mm-hmm. And a person who works on a ranch?
Cowboy.
Okay. Is that, would anybody who works on a ranch be called a cowboy, or
no,
are there different names for?
No, a cowboy is usually a hired hand who works on the ranch. The rancher is
the owner. Yeah.
And,
mm-hmm. What about a ranch hand? Is that the same as a cowboy?
Yeah, or a cowpoke, or a wrangler, or a,
uh-huh.
They call them day workers now, because that's what's coming in the ranching business. They live in these, people live in town, and they do day work on different ranches.
Mm-hmm. Now, a person who digs gold out of the ground is a
miner.
Mm-hmm. And the mother of Jesus is
Mary.
Mm-hmm. And the woman in the Bible who was very old when she had a child is
Sarah.
Mm-hmm. And do you happen to know the name of the girl on Little House on the Prairie that had blonde hair and she was really kind of nasty? And
oh, I know it was cute, beautiful, but mm-hmm. All I know is Laura Ingle. I don't know that girl's name.
Could you pronounce the name Nellie for me?
Oh, Nellie.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. And how about an unordained preacher who comes around and he's not very good at what he does? He just comes around and preaches sort of off the cuff, but he's really kind of a hack. Did you ever see one of those or hear about one of those?
Well, we have laymen in our denomination, but they're not hacks or whatever that means.
How about a jackleg? Have you ever heard of a jackleg?
No.
Okay.
Is that what that is? That's,
well, jackleg could refer to anybody who's really not good at what they do, but in particular I've heard this word used to refer to unordained preachers who come around and just preach. Itinerant preachers.
In El Paso?
In the country areas, in the South mostly.
No, I'm not familiar with that.
But yeah. The person who defends you in a law case is your
lawyer.
Mm-hmm. And the person who decides the case is the
judge.
Mm-hmm. And here's some body parts. This is
hair.
Mm-hmm. And these are
ears.
And a man has a
chin. A beard.
Uh-huh. And this is my
mouth.
Mm-hmm. And one of these
tooth.
Uh-huh. And this is my
neck.
And I might have a sore
throat.
Mm-hmm. And I can walk around on my
legs.
Mm-hmm. And we can move our arms and legs because we have what?
Motion, movement, joints.
Mm-hmm. And this is a
boot.
Well, inside it's a
foot.
Yeah. And two of them are
feet. Oh, God. Pass this test.
Oh, you're doing great. This is my
stomach.
Right. Very good. Those are all pronunciation items.
Okay.
And if you're not weak, you are
strong.
Mm-hmm. And if you're sick, how do you describe that? You're sick something something. So you're sick
to my stomach.
Mm-hmm. And if I've been talking too long and I lost my voice, you would say I was
hoarse.
Mm-hmm. And pain in your joints is called
arthritis.
Mm-hmm. And there's a little pain that you get down here, and you have to have something taken out.
Appendix.
Uh-huh. But the pain that you get is called
the appendicitis.
Mm-hmm.